Imagine, just for a second, the internet of a year ago. If you really think about the underlying architecture, it was essentially a massive, slow-moving public library.
That's a good way to put it.
Right? You build a website, you put your book on the shelf, and then, well, you just wait.
Yeah, you wait for the librarian.
Exactly. Eventually, this methodical crawler strolls down the aisle, parses the HTML, logs the metadata into some centralized index, and, moves on to the next aisle. That was the pace of discovery.
Slow and steady.
But if you look at the raw server data today, that old library has been quietly demolished, and its place is something that resembles like a high-frequency stock exchange floor.
Right, it's totally chaotic.
We are talking about automated systems exchanging these microscopic payloads of information in fractions of a second,
Right.
literally mapping the state of the world as it happens.
The shift is just, I mean, it's architectural and it's profound. We are no longer dealing with an internet that is passively archived. We're dealing with one that is aggressively, relentlessly synchronized. And the most fascinating part is that for the vast majority of people operating online today, this total restructuring of how information is consumed, it's happening entirely out of sight.
Right, deep in their server logs.
Exactly, deep in the logs.
And uncovering that invisible shift, that is our mission for today's deep dive. We are analyzing this phenomenal retrospective piece published by freebusinesslisting.com on April 29th, 2026. The article is titled, What to Know After 1 Year of Watching LMs.txt.
It's such a great piece.
It really is. Over the next few minutes, we're going to look at the hard data to see exactly how AI bots have completely transformed their relationship with the web over the last 12 months. They've evolved from these casual data gatherers training future models into, honestly, ravenous real-time context consumers. So if you maintain any kind of digital presence, maybe a business, a portfolio, a publication, we're going to show you how the internet is secretly being mapped in real time right under your nose.
And why the old rules of visibility are completely dead.
Exactly, completely dead.
The researchers behind this piece, they did something incredibly valuable. They didn't just look at aggregate industry trends, they went micro.
Right.
They tracked engagement across about 150 specific websites, analyzing the raw traffic logs from the very first, experimental pings of this file format a year ago, all the way to yesterday's traffic.
Which is a massive data set.
It is. And the resulting data paints a picture of an ecosystem that has fundamentally changed its objective from learning the web to mirroring it.
Okay, let's unpack this because before we dive into the high-frequency crawler wars, we really need to establish the actual mechanism making this possible, right? The LMS.txt file itself.
Yeah, we have to start there.
A little over a year ago, the standard was proposed. The pitch was pretty straightforward. It was supposed to be a low-friction way for a site owner to communicate directly with an AI crawler.
Right, and it was born out of a very practical engineering problem because traditional web pages are bloated. I mean, they are full of cascading style sheets, complex JavaScript frameworks, pop-up.
Stacking pixels, all of that.
Exactly, all that junk. And for a traditional search engine like Google, rendering all of that is just part of the job. But for a large language model, all that code is just noise.
Just gets in the way.
Yeah, it dilutes the semantic value of the actual content. So LMLs.txt was introduced as a pure markdown-based bypass.
Like a fast lane.
Precisely. It's a dedicated file living at the root of a domain that basically says to the AI, skip the rendering engine. If you want the clean semantic truth about who we are, what we sell, what our policies are, just ingest this plain text file.
And looking at the data from these 150 tracked sites 10 months ago, the bots were treating this new standard like a novelty.
Yeah, totally.
The logs show bots hitting these files maybe once every 3 to 4 weeks. It was a very clear discovery phase. But the article's primary thesis is that this honeymoon phase is officially over.
Long over.
We have entered an era of systematic context syncing. Now, context syncing sounds a bit like, corporate engineering
It
speak.
does.
But if we look at the actual mechanism, what they are doing isn't just updating a database. They are creating a persistent live connection to a site's operational reality. I sort of compare it to having a casual acquaintance who used to check in on you once a month,
Right.
and suddenly they turn into this needy roommate who demands to know exactly what you were doing every single hour.
That is a brilliant analogy.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating here is the underlying shift in how these models are actually utilizing the data. When an AI crawler was hitting that text file once a month in early 2025, that data was destined for pre-training.
Okay.
The bot was vacuuming up text, throwing it into a massive data lake, and then months later, that information might slightly influence the neural weights of a foundational model.
So a very slow, indirect process.
Very slow. Context syncing, however, bypasses the training run entirely. The bots are pulling that clean markdown file directly into a retrieval augmented generation pipeline, or RAGA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They aren't trying to bake your business hours into their core neural network. They are fetching your file to inject it directly into the active memory of the AI at the exact moment a user asks a question.
So the AI has realized that, like, memorizing the entire internet is a fool's errand because the internet changes every second.
Exactly.
Instead, it just needs a hyper-efficient way to read the current state of things the exact moment a prompt is typed.
Precisely. To answer a user's question accurately today, the model relies on its core intelligence to understand language, but it relies on that synchronized LMS.txt file to provide the factual ground truth of the present moment.
Which brings us to the players actually executing this shift, because the logs over the last 24 hours reveal something the researchers call the Great Crawler Divergence.
Such a dramatic name.
It is, but it fits, right? Because these bots, they are not operating with a hive mind. They have wildly different strategic philosophies.
They really do.
The article categorizes them beautifully, starting with Googlebot, which they dub the librarian. The data shows Google maintaining a very traditional, deliberate crawl cycle.
Very much on brand for them.
Right. They might ping the text file if they stumble across it in a sitemap, but there's no urgency. It's a very methodical ingestion, like a leisurely grocery shopper just browsing the aisles.
That behavior reflects their underlying architecture, you know?
Yeah.
Google has dominated the indexing game for over two decades. Their infrastructure is designed around massive periodic sweeps to build a universal index of links.
Sure.
They process changes slowly because their core product traditional search has historically tolerated a slight delay. A change to a website might take days to reflect in blue link search results, and users have basically been conditioned to accept that.
Right. We expect it to take a minute.
Exactly. Google isn't rushing the LLMs.txt file because they are still viewing it as supplementary metadata rather than, you know, a primary interface.
But then we look at Bingbot, which the article dubs the hybrid. Bing is pulling 28% of the AI traffic in this study. It's doing broad, aggressive sweeps across all tracked sites every 4 to 8 hours.
That's a huge jump from Google's pace.
Huge. It has the widest overall coverage in the logs. So Bing is running through the grocery store twice a day to check the shelves, essentially operating like a global news ticker.
Yeah.
But the crawler that really stands out in this divergence, the one that shocked me, is Meta External.
Oh, yeah.
A year ago, Meta was virtually non-existent in these logs. Today, they command 18% of the traffic and show the most consistent month-over-month growth.
They came out of nowhere.
They did. They are running systematic, wide-reaching sweeps across all properties every 24 hours. And the stated purpose is to power independent search capabilities directly inside WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. So the grocery shopper that's aggressively stocking up for its massive walled garden family.
That's a good way to look at it.
So let me ask you, does this indicate that Meta has abandoned the idea of the open web entirely in favor of this, like, AI-powered intranet?
Well, the data strongly suggests that is their endgame.
Wow.
I mean, consider Meta's economic model. Their primary directive is user retention within a walled garden. Every second a user spends outside the Meta ecosystem is lost ad revenue.
Right. They want you scrolling endlessly.
Exactly. Historically, if you were chatting on WhatsApp and needed to look up a restaurant's menu or a local service provider's hours, you had to leave the app and open a browser.
Which breaks the spell.
Right. Meta's 24-hour sweeping strategy is designed to eliminate that exit point. By aggressively ingesting these LMs.txt files daily, Meta AI can seamlessly inject that local business data directly into your chat interface.
That's wild.
They aren't building a search engine for the web. They're building a private knowledge base so expansive that their users never feel the need to access the open web again.
Meta's daily sweep makes total sense for a closed social ecosystem. But a 24-hour cycle still leaves a massive vulnerability for breaking events or real-time updates.
Definitely.
And looking at the logs, one player clearly realized that 24 hours is a lifetime in this new architecture. We have to talk about the Claude surge.
Oh, man. The metrics on Anthropic's crawler are simply staggering. It completely redefines the scale of this whole operation.
Here's where it gets really interesting. ClaudeBot is dominating the landscape, commanding a massive 42% of all AI traffic to these text files.
42%. Let that sink in.
It is the top repeat visitor across the entire 150-site audit. But the defining statistic, the one that really forces you to rethink how the internet works today, is their crawl frequency. The logs recorded Claude hitting the exact same websites as often as every 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Insane. The operational overhead to maintain that across the broader web is immense.
Because syncing an entire business's semantic footprint every 90 minutes isn't just reading, it's practically live surveillance at that point.
Yeah, it is.
The article explicitly notes that Claude's philosophy is freshness first. They are the only consistent consumer who relies almost exclusively on this text standard to keep their active context perfectly fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the mechanics of this, I struggle to see how a 90-minute refresh cycle across millions of domains doesn't just, like, crush their server infrastructure. At a certain point, the compute required to ping the internet that frequently has to outweigh the benefit of knowing a coffee shop changed its menu at 2:00 p.m. Is this just brute force data hoarding?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's actually the opposite of hoarding.
Really?
Yeah, because hoarding implies storing massive amounts of data for long-term historical use.
Yeah.
Anthropic is doing something much more ephemeral and surgically targeted.
Okay, go on.
Yes, the compute cost to ping servers every 90 minutes is high. But text ingestion, especially clean markdown from an LMS.txt file, is computationally incredibly cheap compared to the cost of generating tokens.
Ah, that makes sense.
Right. The reason they are willing to absorb that infrastructure cost is about establishing absolute trust in the model's reliability.
Right.
Ground truth decays.
Right.
If a user asks Claude to analyze a company's newly released API documentation, and Claude's R-Edge pipeline is relying on a 24-hour-old cache, it will hallucinate an answer based on deprecated code.
And then the user thinks the AI is stupid.
Exactly. That degrades user trust instantly.
Yeah.
By forcing a 90-minute sync, Anthropic is trying to collapse the distance between an event happening in reality and the AI possessing the context to reason about it.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, the person actually running a website or managing a brand? We've traced this incredible evolution from a monthly ping to a frantic 90-minute synchronization race.
It's been quite a ride.
But how does this architectural reality directly dictate your digital strategy today? Because the core takeaway from this retrospective is that LLMS.txt is no longer a niche developer tool. It acts as a mandatory daily briefing for the bots.
A daily briefing, yes.
If Claude is walking on your door 15 times a day, it's demanding the absolute most current ground truth to feed to a user right now.
Which means the absence of that file represents a massive strategic failure. We can call it the stale data trap.
The stale data trap. I like that. And the article makes this incredibly stark. If you aren't actively providing and maintaining this file, you are essentially abandoning your brand's narrative to whatever stale, fragmented data the AI happened to scrape during a massive training run back in, what, 2024 or 2025?
Exactly.
It's the equivalent of a modern corporation refusing to issue press releases or financial disclosures and instead forcing investors to guess their quarterly earnings based on three-year-old newspaper clippings floating around town.
Yeah, it's a terrible strategy.
While everyone else has a live, updated LinkedIn profile, you are surrendering control of your own facts. Does this suggest that the era of traditional search engine tweaking H1 tags and buying backlinks has been entirely replaced by what is essentially real-time PR directly for robots?
This raises an important question about the fundamental nature of visibility moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
The architecture of SEO was built on the concept of routing. You optimized your site so a search engine would route human traffic to your domain where you control the user experience.
Right, getting clicks.
But AI models are not routers. They're synthesizers. They ingest your data, extract the facts, and generate a customized answer directly to the user in a chat interface.
So they never even visit your site.
Exactly. The user never clicks a link. They never see your carefully designed landing page. Therefore, the goal is no longer to rank higher on a list of links. The goal is to ensure the synthesizer has the most accurate, up-to-date, and semantically pure version of your reality.
Wow.
Providing a well-structured LMS.txt file is how you brief the synthesizer. You are actively defining your core offerings, your pricing, your geographical service area, and your policies in a format the AI trusts completely.
Because if Claude is checking in every 90 minutes, and Bing is sweeping every few hours, and Meta is pulling data daily, they are clearly prioritizing sites that participate in this exchange.
Yes. The pipelines are open, and they are hungry.
And if you don't show up to provide the raw material, the model has to fall back on its base weights. It has to guess based on old patterns.
And an AI guessing your business hours or hallucinating the features of your flagship product is catastrophic for brand trust.
Totally.
When an embedded AI in WhatsApp tells a user that your plumbing service offers 24-hour emergency calls because that's what your website said 3 years ago, and the user can't reach you at 2 a.m., they don't blame the AI for the hallucination.
No, they blame you.
They blame your business for being unreliable. In a synthesized web, controlling your data layer is the only way to protect your real-world reputation.
It is a radical shift in digital autonomy. To recap what the data has shown us today, the mechanism of web crawling has fundamentally fractured. We've moved from a monolithic, slow-moving archive to a fragmented, high-frequency synchronization layer. Google is maintaining the old guard, taking its time. Bing is casting a wide regular net. Meta is aggressively sweeping daily to build an inescapable walled garden. And Claude has pushed the architecture to the absolute limit, demanding fresh ground truth every 90 minutes.
It's a whole new world.
The overwhelming consensus of the logs is that ignoring this standard leaves you completely stranded in an archived past.
It is the starkest dividing line we have right now between entities that are actively participating in the modern AI ecosystem and those that are just passive artifacts waiting to be misunderstood.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us on this deep dive into the server logs.
It was a pleasure.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought that builds directly on the implications of Claude's relentless refresh rate. The free businesslisting.com analysis makes it clear that without this file, you suffer the consequences of stale data. But let's consider the terrifying flip side of a 90-minute ingestion cycle.
Oh, the sheer fragility of that speed.
Exactly that. If an AI model is instantly adopting your live markdown file as the absolute unquestionable ground truth, what happens when human error enters the chat?
Scary thought.
In the old library model, if you published a typo or accidentally dropped a zero from your product pricing or mistakenly pushed a draft version of a controversial return policy to your live server, you had days, sometimes weeks, to catch it before the librarian crawled the page and indexed the mistake. You had a buffer.
Right. You could fix it quietly.
Today, on this high-frequency floor, that buffer is gone. If you commit a fat finger typo to your LLMs.txt file, it doesn't just sit harmlessly on a server. Within 89 minutes, that mistake is aggressively vacuumed up by Claude's RRAG pipeline.
Instantly.
It bypasses any secondary verification and is injected into the active memory of one of the world's most powerful language models. Within an hour and a half, your typo literally becomes the AI's absolute truth across the globe. Anyone asking about your pricing is instantly quoted the wrong number with supreme machine confidence.
And that's incredibly hard to undo once it's out there.
So it forces us to ask, does this frantic architectural pursuit of freshness actually make our global information ecosystem far more brittle? We've built a system that punishes stale data, but in doing so, we may have created an environment where a single keystroke error can crash a brand's narrative across millions of chat interfaces in the time it takes to watch a movie.
That is heavy.
Something for you to carefully consider the next time you hit save on your server. Until next time.